Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, hello again, and I am Glovina Williams, and this is the Dr. Glovina Show. I am just thrilled that you've joined us today, and as you know, the purpose of the podcast is so that we can educate, inform, inspire, and that we can prompt you to action, and we do it in various ways. We do it through new innovative ideas and through current events. And also, something very special, we also do it through interviewing subject matter experts and women who are entrepreneurs. And that's what we're really going to focus on right now, knowing that this is Women's History Month as well. We're going to interview someone today very, very special, Ms. Roslyn Fields, and she is the president, the founding president of Youth Empowerment Services, which is located in Charleston, South Carolina, And so with that being said, I'd just like to introduce to you Ms. Roslyn Fields. And I want to say welcome, Roslyn. How are you today?
Well, thank you for having me, and I am doing just wonderful. It's beautiful here in South Carolina. The weather's perfect, and the birds are singing.
All right. Wow. Yeah, South Carolina is a beautiful state. I've had the wonderful experience of living there, and it's a wonderful place to live and to be, and some of the most wonderful people that I've met in my life have come directly from the beautiful state of South Carolina. Well, with this, I said, you know, this is Women's History Month, and I just want to begin, Roslyn, would you just tell us a little bit about your background, you know, like your education, your career, your journey, maybe accomplishments, but tell us a little bit about
that. Well, I was born downtown Charleston, I'm an only child, and I grew up in, I guess, what they call the ghetto. We just called it a very close, tight-knit community. That's what it was for us. I was born in 55 and grew up in the 60s. So I encountered some situations that some people may only read about here in the South, but it was very real to me, like sitting in the back of the bus and going to the whites only, the black only lunch counter and black only bathroom and only being able to stand at the white only counters, couldn't sit. I've experienced all of that and grew up in an environment from the black community where we pushed, the parents pushed us, and they encouraged us to rise above the circumstances and the segregation and the hatred. And I did that, and successfully, by the grace of God, I went to a college in Orangeburg and received my teaching degree, and then I got my master's degree from the Citadel, actually a school in downtown Charleston that blacks were not allowed to go to, and that my mom actually worked as a maid for one of the professors at the Citadel. And I ended up graduating from there with my master's and was teaching and taught for 28 years. The Lord led me to retire early from teaching to start mentoring girls full-time. I was mentoring while I was teaching. So I was doing two passionate things at the same time, and He led me to come out to start the Youth Empowerment Services, the organization. And the rest is history. I've been doing that. We've mentored over 6,000 girls since I started in 1999. And out of that mentoring program grew the Dream Girls Conference. And so that's what I'm doing now.
Wow, Rosalind, that's fascinating. Here you are, came from very humble beginnings, and a teacher, certainly you're a pioneer, a motivator, mentor. And your friends are so many. I mean, that just describes just a little bit about you. You're also a mother, a retired middle teacher, and now founder and executive director of Youth Empowerment Services. Wow, what a busy but yet purposeful life. That's fascinating. Now, you mentioned within that mentoring program that the Dream Girl Conference, which was birthed from that. Can you just tell us a little bit more about the Dream Girl Conference? And let's kind of focus in on 2024 and what's your target audience?
Well, the Dream Girl Conference is specifically designed to address the just the different circumstances and different things that girls of color encounter. The messages are designed for them, and as I said, for middle and high. And we couch the languages and the music and everything to attract the girls and to keep their attention and help them to have fun in such a way that they want to come back every year because they are learning so much themselves and about what they can become and how to overcome their circumstances. So many of our speakers, whom we are very careful and very strategic in selecting each year, they come in with their true stories of hardship. They come in with their true stories of what they have gone through and how they've accomplished their goals. The 2024 conference, we are expecting, we have an average of 1,200 each year. But this year we've already gone, our numbers are like 1,300. And we still have people registering even today when I looked on my computer. So we're looking at about 1,400. We are attracting people from across the state of South Carolina and beyond. And I'm so glad, Dr. Glovina, that you actually came, you attended the conference yourself. We are having Miss South Carolina, Jada Samuel. She's our keynote speaker this year. And Wande, some of your listening audiences may have heard of Wande. She's a hip-hop gospel artist. And she's excited about coming. We're excited to have her. And we're honoring some black ladies this year. First time we've done this, who have made a definite mark in our community. And we will be honoring them this year as well. The day is full packed. It starts at 7:30. And we're out there by about 4. We feed them. And it's vendors from colleges and workforce development, mental health counselors. It's just people all over everywhere just coming together as a community to make sure that we are trying to give these girls what they need.
Wow, and you're doing just that. And as you mentioned, Rosalind, I have attended the conference. I've taken my granddaughters, and it is a wonderful experience. It's such a safe environment, and they have fun while they're being educated, empowered, and they're learning so much. So this year, let me pause for a second. This year, what's the date of the conference this year, and where will it be held?
March the 16th at Mount Moriah Missionary Baptist Church, and that's in North Charleston on Rivers Avenue. Mm-hmm. And as I said, it starts at registration opens at I said 7:30, but that's when the volunteers and everybody arrive. But at 8:30, the doors will open.
Okay. Well, this will be Saturday, March 16, 2024, and it will be held at Mount Moriah Baptist Church, located in North Charleston, South Carolina, on Rivers Avenue. And it starts at 8:30 to 4 p.m., and it includes lunch, I understand. Yeah.
Yes, this is definitely.
This is great. And you're going to honor some women this year that have made some valuable contributions. Well, let's talk a little bit about what is the mission of the Dream Girl Conference?
The mission of the Dream Girl Conference is to empower middle and high school girls of color to be inspired and to be motivated to reach their goals.
To inspire them and motivate them to reach their goals.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, if someone's interested in attending the conference, how would they go about registering? Can they still register?
Well, the online registration is closed at this time, but if they do have a special link that we could send people for, we call it our backup registration, and they can email me at rfields@yescouncil.org, and that's spelled R-F-I-E-L-D-S at Y-E-S-C-O-U. ncil.org.
Okay. Thank you so much. The mission of this conference and what you and your organization are attempting to accomplish is to help the young women, middle and high school girls, to reach their goals, accomplish that. How do you go about doing that? How do you go about inspiring them to do this?
Well, one good thing about this conference is that, over 1,000 girls, when they get to this conference, they see people that look like them. They see people who are smiling. They see girls, their own peers, all over the church. Some of them, they see people that they go to school with who they are not very close to, or they might not be friends, but when they come to this conference, it's, oh, you're here too. They see their teachers. They see elected officials from our community. They're there. All of them rubbing shoulders together and letting these girls know that, look, we came out here this Saturday for you. It's all about you. Also, these girls are inspired and motivated because, as I said, we select people to come and speak who these girls can identify with as far as their life and the challenges that they've had. The people are very open and transparent with their testimonies and through their motivational speaking. And also, these girls are given opportunities to see what our communities offer them through our colleges and universities. They learn about scholarships. They learn about job training. And if they're having challenges like mental health, emotional challenges, even dating, sex trafficking, not being able to communicate effectively, are addressed at the conference.
Thank you. An array, just a broad spectrum of interaction, role models. I'm hearing you say information on scholarships and mental health assistance, behavioral. This is wonderful. Dating, sex trafficking. I'm just curious, Rosalyn. This is such an endeavor, a vision, a goal that personally I've seen unfold in your life. And it's fascinating to me. And I'd like if you could share with our listeners today how does this come about, dream, become a reality?
Well, when before I started the Dream Girls Conference, I was mentoring youth, mentoring girls, and teaching and mentoring at the same time. I would see girls in the middle school, and then I started out at a predominantly black rural school. And these girls, they had nothing to hope for. They really didn't. They were just seemed to be trapped in a cycle of poverty, a cycle of being unwed mothers and not seeing beyond that. And so I would ask my principals, I taught at three different schools during my career, and I would ask them if I could mentor girls. And that's where it started. And before I knew it, the mentoring programs at the schools just grew district-wide, just from people hearing about it and with me recruiting mentors. And then for my program, when I came out of the classroom to do this full time, people started asking for my program from all over the state. They started contacting me and said, well, can you come to our county and implement what you're doing in Charleston? And I knew I couldn't spread myself thin like that. So I prayed and asked the Lord what to do. And at one point, I even sat down and wrote out a proposal just of what I wanted to do and how I wanted to reach every county in South Carolina with the empowerment message for these girls. And it just turned out that people from D.C. heard about what we were doing through some grants I wrote. And I asked them if they could sponsor a conference for me, and they said, yeah. We thought we were going to have 300 people to show up to the first conference, at least 300, I thought, was up to people that were going to sponsor it. And we ended up that day with over 1,200 people coming. And the first conference was just, it blew everybody, the people who sponsored it. They came to see if I was going to live up to what I proposed to do. And they were blown away. And so that's how it started. And so I always tell people, for me, because my goal was to go to every single county in South Carolina to present this conference and the mentoring program. But instead of doing that, he let me stay still, and he brought the counties to me.
Hmm. Wow. What did you, when you say that God brought the counties to you. Tell us more about that.
Right now, we have represented throughout the years over 60-something counties and towns from across South Carolina coming to this conference. There are people registering for this conference that from areas in South Carolina that I never even heard of. I look at this. I look at the name, and I go, now where is that, Lord?
Uh-huh.
But they're putting these kids on buses, and they're bringing them.
Mm. Wonderful, awesome. So the over 60 counties in South Carolina participating, coming. They're coming from all over because it's so much that you're offering, especially with the Dream Girl Conference, and I know that you have follow-up with this. It's just, you know, foundation has played a major role in providing, you know, planned activities for them, and it's encouraging them, and you're helping. I mean, just from my experience with the Youth Empowerment Services Organization, you're helping them to make wise and healthy decisions, developing their leadership skills, the mentoring, the community service, and they're having fun while they're doing it. I've been there. I've brought my granddaughters. And I don't want to, yeah. And those are some of their most memorable occasions, coming to the Dream Girl Conferences and hearing the speakers and learning and attending the individual breakout sessions and workshops. Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about this upcoming project, this upcoming Dream Girl Conference. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of the speakers or the activities that will take place?
Yes, we have breakout sessions for middle school girls, high school girls, and parents and group leaders. So we start with the opening. I mean, it's a bang. I mean, and then, honestly, this is all God, because producing a show. I don't have any training or expertise in it, but God downloads things to me. And I guess being a teacher, too, of middle school students, I kind of know what, you know, excites them. But we start off with a band. We have band, and we have dancing, and just different school groups come, and we open up with that, and then we have video positivity and the positive message. This year's theme is unstoppable. Each year we have a new theme, and this one is unstoppable. And we're going to have slingshot motorcycles, and we ask for some sports cars to come, and people are bringing sports cars, and so that these girls can just identify and have fun with the theme. Then after that, they will have opportunities to go and visit with over 50 different vendors from the colleges, as I said, and businesses, and community service organizations. And then we break off into our sessions. And Jackie Bruton, who is an international youth motivator, she's spoken. The other thing is, we also sponsor our speakers the week during the conference. Our keynote speakers also go into the community and go to school, go to different schools, and speak to the whole student body. We do that for free. We get them in the schools, because not everybody can get to the conference. So we partner with schools to have our speakers to go and talk to the kids there. And Jackie Bruton has been with us for several years. She is just phenomenal. And Brittany Jones is another speaker. She's a young, motivational speaker who the kids just, they can relate to. She's closer to their age. And then our parenting session speaker is Adrienne Edge, who is definitely another exciting and motivator, and she's going to be talking to the parents about how to identify your children's love language, your daughter's love language, how to communicate with your daughter in her love language. That excites me. That really excites me, because some people have never even heard that there is a love language. And so just imagine what kind of communication tools she's going to be able to impart to these parents and give these parents. That's going to change lives.
Indeed, that's exactly what you're doing, Rosalind. Youth Empowerment Services, that council, it is. It's saving lives. And it's just so obvious that I know you have a motto, and the way to live a full life is to empty ourselves of the treasures God has placed within us. And there's so many treasures that you are sharing. You are indeed allowing yourself to be emptied out into the lives of these girls, and also others, the speakers, the even those that are coming from the colleges to make themselves available to provide information, the behavioral health, all of this, they're all having an opportunity to empty theirs with treasures that are within them, placing it within someone else. This is a great opportunity, and I'm so happy that you've taken time from your schedule to be with us and to share with us. I'd like to, if it's at all possible, if you have a website that we can send our listeners to, they can learn even more about the Yes Council.
Yes, ma'am. Your audience can go to www.dreamgirls.us.org. That's dreamgirls.us.org. dreamgirls.us.org.
All right. Oh, fantastic. Wow. This is, I mean, is there anything else you want to share with us? It's such a pleasure to spend this time with you. This is fascinating, and not only fascinating, but your purpose is something that is informative, inspiring, and just prompting the listeners to action, to reach out and to help someone. I mean, our listeners, they may know some young girl within this group of high school, middle school and high school that sits to them. And I know it can be a conduit that can transmit some relevant, cutting-edge information to them. And so it sounds like you're moving at a pretty rapid pace. You're already up to over 13 young ladies registered and expecting more. This is awesome. And I know, I'll say it again, I've been there. There is such a level of excitement and energy and just such a safe place for them to learn and to grow and to network. It's such a freedom for them. And I want to say that I'm so proud of what you're doing, and we're supporting you 100%. Is there anything else, Robin, you'd like to share with our audience regarding the upcoming Dream Girl Conference?
Well, I just want to say in general, it's such a blessing from the Lord that these girls come to realize and they know that something was put together, organized, and invested in just for them. Just for them. That just blesses me to know that God did this for them. So I know it blesses them. And there's so many of our middle and high school girls, our teenagers, they don't feel important. They don't feel special. So many things in their lives have just taken away their dreams and just killed everything on the inside of them. And when they set foot on this campus of this church, they know that this whole thing was put together just for them. That's special.
Wow. It is special. And it's such an honor to have you here on our podcast today, the Dr. Glovina Show. And to honor you this month, Women's History Month, you know, women who are advocates for equity, diversity, and inclusion, bringing these young girls into the awareness that they too can fulfill their dreams. So we want to thank you so much, Rosalind Fields. Oh, my goodness, founding president of Youth Empowerment Services out of Charleston, South Carolina. We're so honored to have you here today. And again, we want to say thank you for all that you're doing to make the world a better place. And we're honored that you were here with us today. So listeners, come on. Let's get the word out and let's let others know about this awesome conference that's taking place. So God bless you and have a wonderful, wonderful day.
It's so